Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Doc. I'm here.
Okay, you here? Man, it's been acting up on me. I didn't know you was on. I've been listening to the music, and the music won't stop, so I got you on here now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. But,
no, you're all right.
Okay. We about ready to go. Just before we get into it, we're going to have prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and how you have given us so much opportunity, Lord, to receive salvation in the period of time that you died 2,000 years ago until this present day. Men have been coming and men have been rejecting your love and your mercy. But we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let Brother Tim and I, Lord, break the word of truth. Let them know that time is short and days far spent. This is the day of salvation, the day for us in heart and not your heart. Jesus Christ is coming back. Make no difference how many years we can celebrate independence. If it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't be able to celebrate it. So I give God the glory and the honor that we're able to see a 345 years Independence Day in the United States of America, the only country on this planet that has a democracy country. And if America don't repent from our sins, we realize that we have to face judgment. And we just thank you right now as we go into the word. We're going to preach the word in season and out of season. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. How you doing, Brother Tim?
I'm doing good, Elder. I'm doing good, brother. Thanks for asking about yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing good too. You know, you got the roadblocks and the detours that Satan is trying to take you. But we rebuke him in the name of Jesus right now. We're not going to let the devil stop us from preaching the gospel to the world and let them know that Jesus Christ is actually authentically coming back again. A lot of people are doubting. A lot of people saying, well, they've been talking about it so long. It's like a broken record. And some people are denying the truth and receiving falsehood. People trying to escape the wrath of God by doing everything that's right. Amen. Instead of repenting and turning from your sins, they want to go the other way. But we're here to tell you, no, there's only one way to heaven. And I'll tell anybody, one way, that's Jesus Christ. Ain't no other way. Don't try to fix no other way. Don't try to change no other way. Because the Bible says God is the same yesterday and the same today and the same forevermore. Me and Brother Tim been on for the last, I would say almost a year that we've been on Watchman on the Wall. He's been talking about the basic end time eschatology and letting you know what the Bible says about the end time, what would happen, what would go on, how people would be reacting towards the gospel. The Christian faith is the only faith that God is going to be pleased with it because it comes from the word Christ. And Christ is Jesus Christ all by himself, and he's God all by himself. They're all the one. And God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, justified by the Spirit, received up in glory, and he's coming back again. So just before we get on to the subject, Brother Tim, have a few words of encouragement. Amen. Trials and tribulations that we all go through. Amen. We realize that we got to keep on and see what the end going to be like. Brother Tim, go ahead over, and then after you turn it back to me, we'll get into the word.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much for having me on the air with you. We give all glory and praise to the Heavenly Father. As you stated, so many are basically acting as if the return of Christ, is not going to happen, or, you know, the world is just in a state of mind that we're just not near Christ coming back, or they're just not paying any attention, even those in the church. We know the world doesn't acknowledge and understand. Amen. But those that are are in the church, they're just ignoring the fact that Christ, it's a possibility that the return of Christ may be near. And we're seeing so much death shooting now. It used to be unheard of. I know when I was a kid, back in the 80s, it was unheard of to hear about mass shootings. I mean, you even hear about one person being shot was like almost far. That was something that maybe happened maybe 1 to 3 times a year, if that. Amen. But now it's becoming commonplace almost every single day. Amen. You're hearing about more than 1 or 2 people being shot.
Exactly.
Amen. And it's amazing how the world is so nonchalant to the fact that Christ is on his way back. Amen.
Right.
They're nonchalant in their feelings. The people could care less about one another. Amen. And, you know, the world is just going on, just like as if nothing is taking place. And the world is becoming callous, especially with the younger.
Callous.
Amen. The younger generation. It's like, oh, well, you know, what's next?
Uh-huh.
And,
whatever. Uh-huh.
And exactly. Amen. And this is a very dangerous attitude to take on. But the world is taking on that attitude we see with so much pollution in the world, air pollution, water pollution, amen. It's just so many things that are just going on in this world that we cannot continue to ignore, because what is happening is that when you continue to just be evil and continue just to grow evil and evil, judgment is coming.
Coming.
Amen. Is coming.
It's coming, brother.
So when we're talking about the judgment, we're actually talking about the judgment of Christ is getting very, very close. Amen.
Close.
Amen. And the world just want to ignore salvation
more. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be judged anymore. Just like you said, brother, so funny that you said that, because on my show just yesterday, I was just saying this exact same thing, how nobody wants to be held accountable for their actions, for their sins. Amen. Everybody just want to get out and just do them. Do what they want to do. They don't want you to judge their lifestyle. Men want to be with men, and women want to be with women, and men want to be with men and women, and women want to be with men and women. Amen. There is no longer any judgment. Amen. Nobody wants you. You can't look down on people anymore. You can't talk to people anymore. You can't, you know, witness to people in that manner. Nobody wants to hear that. And the governments are promoting this type of mindset and mentality. And you see it all over the TV. You see it all everywhere. Everywhere you go. Everywhere you turn, you can't escape it. The kids can't even escape it. It's all in the schools. They teach it now. They teach so much stuff now that's conflicting
garbage
to the word.
Right.
Amen. That's right, brother. Total garbage. And the people who are supposed to be godly people in the church, they're afraid to speak out. They won't say anything about it in the churches. Amen. They see the mess going on in the church. Amen. I remember one church we visited around the metro. Amen. The pastor allowed this brother, who was obviously gay, just run around the church like a woman. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And didn't say
nothing
to him. But I remember a day and time, but boy, the pastors would not play that at all. They would stop church. They would stop the music. They would stop the service.
Yep.
They would stop the worship and have that brother. The first day of all, they have that brother sit down, and they would call that brother up for prayer. But this day and time, there was no such thing going on. I mean, they allowed it to go on. They don't want to confront it, because they don't want you to touch their tithe money. They don't want nobody to be offended anymore. But I'm here to tell you that judgment is coming. You will not escape the judgment of Christ. If you think that we're not speaking in love, then you better go back and read the Bible. The Bible says speak the truth in love. Amen. So we are speaking the truth, and we're speaking it with love. Amen. We just don't want you to be lost. We don't want you to live any kind of way. Amen, because that's what's happening in the world. People just want to live any kind of way, amen, and that's not what we're going to do. Amen, we're not going to promote certain lifestyles that's contradictive to the word, amen. It doesn't matter if it's a fornication, adultery, if it's a double-standard life, even men with men and women with women, amen. if it's wrong, it's wrong. And our job is to call it out. I remember then time when the pastors had no problem with calling out people if you were shacking. Amen. I remember my dad used to preach about that all the time. He preached about people shacking more than people being gay. I mean, that was the subject, you know, back then when I was coming up. Amen. He used to tell us about shacking. Don't be shacking. Amen. But now, like I say, the pastors are so afraid to speak out because you see so much stuff. Now they call it common law marriage. Amen. Basically, they just say, the government is saying it's okay for you to not be married, to be together. See, everything's just contradicting the word of God. But, oh, let me tell you, if you don't think there's no justice coming, you better think again. Justice is coming.
Again.
There's going to be a day of reckoning. Amen. These folks that are out here behind the door that are kidnapping and killing and murdering and sacrificing people, if you think they're getting away with it, I'm talking about there is billions on top of billions of dollars when it comes to sex trafficking. The governments know it. They are in on it. They are in on the deal. They are in on the money. They are all in it. The corruption is everywhere. Amen. And don't you think no type of government agency or government entity that's supposed to represent policing or protecting people is not aware of this? They have satellites in the sky, satellites in space that can see. Amen. They can see everything. So if you don't think they don't know what has happened the few seconds or a few minutes before it happened, then you are blind. You are fooling yourself. Amen. It is out here. Amen. So that's what that's what I want to say. That's what's been on my heart and my mind. But I'm going to turn back over to the brother. Today I'm going to be covering the judgment of Christ coming from Revelation, the 5th chapter. Amen. How no one was found worthy. Amen. But I'm here to help the brother. Amen. Wherever he may need me. Amen. But I'm just going to speak a little bit on Christ and the judgment that is coming. And there was only one. And it talks about in heaven or in earth that there was no one found worthy to open and loosen the seals for judgment. But one, and that was the Lamb that was sacrificed, that was slain for the sins of the world. Amen. We thank God for Christ, His Son, His obedience for redemption. Because why? We want to be rid of this evil, sick, vile, Luciferian, satanic, amen, the cults, and then the evilness and the wickedness that's murdering the children and kidnapping the children, just doing what they want. Amen. We're ready for this system to fall, this Babylonian system to pay the price. Amen. Thousands of years, amen, that the fallen angels and the demons and Lucifer himself has reigned over this earth since the fall of mankind, Adam. Amen.
Yeah.
Brother, with that being said, we're going to get into it. I'm going to turn it back over to you, brother. You got it, brother. Go ahead.
You got it. You got it. You said it. I didn't. The word of God said it. And that's where we at right now.
Amen. All glory.
We in the That's right. We in the close of the sixth millennium. Amen. We getting ready. Really getting ready to happen. We getting ready to hit that 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. Amen. That 70th week, meaning that the 70th week cannot start until after the body of Christ is removed from planet Earth. And the church right now, God, his church, he's just being merciful for those that are not saved to give them an opportunity to hear the gospel before the rapture comes, because this rapture ain't going to be no play toy. You can forget about it. You can laugh about it, talk about it. You can deny it. You can try to crucify it. You can try to rewrite the Bible, but you ain't going to mess with God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is not going to pass away. I'm going to be out of Ezekiel 37th chapter, but before I read Ezekiel the 37th chapter, because what you read in Revelation, you want to come out of Revelation 5, in the book of Revelation, that's when the church will be at the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to be there. We're going to be there, and we're going to see Jesus Christ sit on the throne and break the seventh seal. Because there's nobody else to break it. Amen. My God, let me tell you something. There ain't nobody did what Jesus Christ did. Now, I don't understand why people want to worship some kind of Buddha, Shintoism, Taoism, Allah, and Bula, or whatever false god they can think of. They'll bow down to anything but they won't come to Jesus Christ, real or not. He's the only man in the universe, the only man in the eons and the ions that was crucified on Calvary's cross and got up from the grave on the third day. Now, I can't figure it out, brother. That's the only man, God man, that was capable enough to doing that. And here people believe that they can go Luciferian, that they can take the Illuminati's, they can take the secret society, they can take the Freemasonry, they can take all this garbage. That's what it is. It's garbage. It come from
Amen.
The pits of hell. If it didn't come from the word of God, it come from the pits of hell. I don't care if you are a 30 degree or 40 degree or 50 degree. I don't care if you don't have seminars, seminary, whatever you don't have. That is not going to be pleasing to God Almighty, because he gave his only begotten son. Only son. You know something? God couldn't even make gold good enough to buy your redemption. He couldn't make silver good enough to buy your redemption. He couldn't make nothing, amen, to be able to pay for the penalty of sin, but he took his own blood, own life-giving blood. He had to be shed on Calvary's cross for the sins of every low-down, dirty, rotten, how can I say it? A lot of people say I'm a little vulgar, but that's where we are. We're low sinners. We're dirty. We're filthy. We got filthy thoughts. We got filthy ways. And until Christ sanctify your soul by his blood, you can't be right. Oh, a lot of people say, Lord, mm-hmm. Lord, Lord, but they don't have no power. And that power comes from the Holy Ghost through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can name all the big shots. Big shot preachers, big shot pope, big shot deacons, or whatever. You can name all of them, and none of them can do nothing when it comes to salvation. And only Jesus Christ is the only one who can do anything for us. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll do what? Mm-hmm. I'll draw all people to me. And when you say, we've been going like this for a long time, that's true. And and if it wasn't for God's grace, if it wasn't for that cross, if it wasn't for that shed blood, if it wasn't for that persecution and suffering that he done, oh, bizarre, I'd be lighting some matches right now on my way to hell. But thank God.
Amen.
He died. Not only did he die for me, but he died for the whole world. He didn't die just for white folks. He didn't die for black folks. He died for the whole creation, because that was the only way creation could be brought back into right relationship with God Almighty. So I was listening on the YouTube about Farrakhan. They got him placed as he's Jesus Christ. They think he's Jesus Christ. They think he's God. Yeah. They think he's got the answer. He ain't got no answer. He's got rebel pits of doctors from devils out of the pits of hell. And
yes,
any
it.
Other preacher,
Amen.
I don't care who he is, any other preachers not coming from the word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, and stay with the word of God, he's going to end up in hell himself. If he has not been washed in the blood of the Lamb and sanctified the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart and preached the unadulterated word of God every day, every minute, every second, and stand for the second coming of Jesus Christ and his redemptive power that he's going to bring to this earth. Hallelujah. Listen what Nahum had to say, and we're going to get into Ezekiel a little bit. And Nahum had to say in the third chapter of the book of Nahum, Nahum writes, says, woe to the bloody city, it is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. The noise of the whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheel, of the prancing of the horses and the jumping chariots. The horsemen lift up his bright sword and the glittering spears. There is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end to their corpse. They stumble upon their corpse because the multitude of the whoredom and the well-favored harlot and the mistress of witchcraft, that selleth nation through her whoredom and the families of her witchcraft. This is Nahum back there in D.C. And it sounds like right now he's talking about A.D. And he is talking about A.D. because the cities today are bloody. Huh? They're bloody. And they're full of lies. If you want to hear a lie, go to the city. And the streets is full of lies. The theaters is full of lies. Some of the churches full of lies. People lying in the street. People lying coming out of church. People lie going in church. Why? Because it's not the true church. The true church has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, because there's two kinds of churches on the planet today. There's a false, blaspheming church, and then there's
Amen.
A true, baptized believer, full of the Holy Ghost, pressing to the high market, which is in Christ Jesus. And the true church lift up the name of Jesus Christ. They lift up the cross. They lift up the resurrection. They lift up the suffering of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is first in their life. They ain't playing. They ain't playing. And God got some saints on this earth that's not playing. And he got some folks that playing with God, and God is not pleased with it. This is what Nahum
right.
say. Nahum say, the noise of the whip and the rattling of the wheel, the automobiles. If Nahum would come back and stand in New York City and Chicago and Los Angeles, he would say, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm trying to tell you the cities are corrupt. But let me tell you something. There is a city who built it, and maker is God Almighty. That's the city I'm talking about. That city is not earthly. That city is a heavenly city. And nobody can get into the heavenly city until they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what he said. He said, the horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spears. There is a multitude of slain. Look at the murders that's going on in this city. Look how people drive-by shoot. People are wrecking, and people are going to the double X rate theaters where they got double X porno, where men come out with a broken wrist. Men come out walking like women, and women going in walking like men. Men are trying to change the nature of sex into their own lust. And we got folks that's crept into the church. And, people are snuck into church. They said, just because you snuck in there, And you call yourself a child of God, and you still participating in that worldly living and don't have no regard of what the Holy Spirit is working, guess what? You're lost. You're lost, because God cannot deal with evil and righteousness at the same time. Either you're righteous or either you're evil. And if you're evil, God said, I want to make you righteous. If you don't want to be righteous, you don't have to be righteous. Nobody got a gun to your head. Nobody going to throw you off a cliff. The Bible said, Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. Listen to what it said. It said, cross the land. When the mafia and race riots come, and all these people burning down buildings, and people burning down their own houses and everything, raging in the street, going mad. The world is going mad. It's so mad,
right.
They think they're right. It's so mad that people disregard the color, disregard the respect what another human being is supposed to treat each other. My God, it is a sad thing when you go to the house of God. Woo! People talk about they fear with the Holy Ghost and hate you and disregard you and disrespect you. When people talk about the preachers and low rate the preachers when they ain't got no business to them, amen. And preachers dogging the membership, and just because he's a preacher, he think he got certain prerogatives and everything. Let me tell you, a preacher ain't no different from an ordinary individual, because a man of God is, if he's called by God, he's called to sit and do one thing, preach the gospel. Preach, say, Jesus and him crucified. Preach the return of Jesus Christ. Preach the suffering of Jesus Christ. Preach the Holy Ghost, that it can guide you and lead you into all truth. Preach until the devil trembles and knock his knees together, because that's what's wrong with the preachers today. And I'm on preachers because, let me tell you, I don't believe in no fake, phony, half educated. You know, you got these guys that got these degrees, and you got PhD, you got a CD, and you got a BA, and get up behind the pulpit and say, well, the word of God has changed now. We can do certain things in the word of God that we didn't do in the olden days. Well, he's a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Amen.
Many going to say, Lord, Lord, in that day, did not prophesy to your name, did not preach that sermon that one Sunday. Oh, Lord, did not go to the hospitals and everything. Oh, Lord, did not do miracles. And the Lord said, you did it, but let me tell you, before you even say anything else, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't even know you. What you
That's
say?
Right.
You don't know me? No, I don't know you. Because you didn't come in my name. You came in Lucifer's name, because the devil can imitate Christ to a certain extent. And one thing the devil can't do, he can't live holy. He cannot live holy. He is an unholy fallen angel that one time was in the presence of God, a holy angel, in the second command of the first command of the choir. He will give praises to God. He will protect God's throne. And by his own beauty, he was deceived, and God cast him out as an abominable branch. And now the doom of Satan is coming up on the world. You see, Satan knows he's doomed. He is doomed.
Right.
He is doomed. He is doomed. And if the human race follows after Satan, listen to me what I'm saying. If the human race continue to fall after Satan and don't repent and turn to the cross of Jesus Christ, they are doomed. They are doomed to go to hell and burn forever for their sins because they refuse to make Jesus Christ, that loving Christ, that forgiving Christ, that suffering Christ, that Christ that gave himself, that through his sacrifice, the human race could be saved. And the devil's saying, now, I got the human race where I want. You may have majority of the planet. You may have but there's a day coming when the planet will be handed back over to God Almighty. But before
Amen.
That happens, you have to get revelation. Has to come up on the earth that God may try men's souls and see what decision are they going to make. Because the tribulation period is mainly, basically, for the Jewish people. And people can't understand that. The tribulation period is basically for the Jewish people. Why? Because God, through his son Jesus Christ, before I come back to this earth, before I step my foot on the top of the Mount of Olives, I'm going to gather my people back into the land. And it's going to take about 73 years for me to do it. And guess what? Every good God Almighty, God got his people back in the land. And by them being back in the land, the nations of the world is trying to annihilate the Jewish people. And that's a lie and a wonder, because the Bible tells me that God told Abraham, I'm going to bring up a nation through your seed, and that nation, they are going to obey me at the end time. And we're living in the end time, and the Jews are coming back into the land in unbelief. But praise God, because when they come back in the unbelief, God said, I'm going to have them in the land. When I have them in the land, I'm going to give them a mission to do. And that mission is that they will preach the last 7 years on this planet. Ooh, hallelujah. And a lot of people say, well, where is the church going to be? Well, the church in Israel is not going to be on this earth at the same time. The church job is almost over. Hallelujah. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my spirit. I can see it in the air. Ooh, when I go to bed at night, it's the mercy of God that I walk. Why? Because the rapture could happen at night. It could happen at noonday. It could happen July the 4th. It could happen July the 5th. I don't know. But God's grace says you don't know what hour I'm coming in. I'm coming as a thief in the night. And let me tell you,
right.
I got my eyes open and my heart fixed on Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? The people today got their eyes fixed on everything else but Christ. They call
right.
him the very last. Until something happened. When the coronavirus hit, everybody was, oh, what happened? Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the Lord said, all right, I'll see how you. I'm going to see if you repent. I'm going to see if America repent. I'm going to see if America church folks get it right. I'm going to see if the preachers start dropping this year, blessing on people and trying to take their money, trying to drive a new car every year, or try to get a new plane every year, and trying to lie to people and believe that they call from God. Well, then when God calls somebody, they don't call them to go out there and tell them to give me money. If you want some money, go out and work for it. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Paul was a tent maker. And he didn't beg for people to give him money. He didn't have a chariot of horses. He didn't have a whole lot of houses.
Amen.
He said, I saved Jesus and him crucified. And what we need now, we need some more Apostle Paul. We need some of them disciples that gave their life for Christ to get the gospel across the world. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'll tell you tomorrow, and I'll tell you when I get ready to die. Hell is hot, brother. Hell is hot. I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to go to hell. No, you don't.
Amen.
Black man, white man, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, Jew, you don't want to go to hell. And if you go to hell, it'll be because you believe with your own false gods and your own ideology and your own theology that, oh, God is going to let this sin go by. But God is not going to let sin go by. He
That's
said,
right.
whatever you sow, you're going to reap it, brother. And people today are reaping what they should have been done a long time ago. So this coronavirus is not going away now. It's not going away. But God just brought it back just a little bit to see how the church folks going to act, to see how the world's going to act, and see how all these people are going to accept what God can stop, and he can stop at any time he wants to. But these cities are full of crime. And the reason it's full of crime, because people have denied the only Lord God. The only Lord God. Oh, my God. It irks me. It makes me sick. You see, preachers get up in the pulpit just because they got a little education. Tell people a bunch of lies. And they'll walk
Amen.
Out smiling. They'll walk out smiling and go, oh, didn't he preach that sermon? Oh, yes, he might have said some words, but what did he preach about? Oh, I don't know exactly, but I tell you, he preached. Well, you don't know what preaching is, because preaching is conviction. Huh? Preaching is
Amen.
Coming from sin. Preaching is coming to the altar, falling down on your knees, and preaching convinces you that you're a sinner, man. I don't care how smooth your lips are. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how you walk with your stick. I'm telling you something. You are a sinner without Christ in your life. If you got Christ in your life, then you become a saint, and you got to deal with the sins of the flesh as you grow in Jesus Christ. People say, well, I got saved yesterday. Oh, whatever, whatever. I ain't saved no more. Well, you ain't had saved in the first place, because the Bible says if you
Amen.
Confess with your mouth, you confess everything else and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What? Right now. Not 3 days from now. Right now. Because the Bible says the day you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. And people today are hardening their heart.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you right there, harden your heart, because number one, they believe Satan has swooned across people's minds, and Satan has caused people to believe anything else but the word of God, because they don't want to be responsible. But let me tell you, you're going to be responsible. I don't care what you do at the judgment seat that the brothers just said in the 5th chapter. Amen. The Christians that's going to be in heaven, amen, they're going to be responsible on how they work for the Lord down here. They're going to respond, and they're going to get rewards. And their rewards consist of 5 crowns. And let me tell you, I don't want to go to heaven bald-headed. Ooh, I don't want to go to heaven with no crown. And that's why I'm working out my soul salvation, being trembling before God every day, trying to tell somebody, man, you better get your heart right, because when the trump sounds, the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall come with the Lord in the air. I'm out of here. I don't feel bad by leaving this planet Earth. I feel good about preaching God's word, and God gives me strength
Amen.
Every day. Call up his name. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation for those that believe. And now we're living in that time. And as I get ready to come back, Brother Tim going to come on and whoop us up on this 5th chapter of Revelation and give us some information. What's in store for the born again believer? What's in store for those that know Jesus Christ? And he's going to let you know exactly who's going to open the book and who can open the book and who can shut the book. And there's only one man that can open and shut the book. Brother Tim, let me find out
Amen.
Who's that one that can open the book and shut that book.
Amen, brother. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Good word. Amen. Only one is worthy.
Woo.
Amen. As John said, only
that
one is
one.
Worthy.
Well,
Amen.
Right.
Revelation, the 5th chapter. Amen. I'm going to start. I'm going to read. Amen. Let me see where I want to start from.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. I'm going to start at verse 5. I'm going to bounce around in the 5th chapter, but I want to read verse 5 with John,
okay.
Of Revelation in the 5th chapter, what John said.
All right.
John said, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Amen. Behold the line of Judah, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David,
all right.
hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals.
Come on.
Amen. So John, amen, was in heaven. And this is the church is in heaven, amen.
That's right.
At this time,
that's right.
And John wept; he was crying because,
crying.
You know, John felt like man was lost. Man could not be redeemed back to the Heavenly Father, amen. But the elder in heaven told him, he said, "Weep not,
weep not."
Amen. He said, "Behold, amen, the line of the tribe of Judah." The root of
yeah.
David hath prevailed to open the book. The judgment of the world is coming. And
yes,
like the
sir.
Brothers say, there's so much going on. Amen. So much sex everywhere. You can't watch TV shows. Amen. You might all be watching porn. Amen. Let's just tell the truth. There's so much sex on TV shows. Amen. You can't even put nothing decent on for kids unless it's cartoons. Amen.
Nothing.
And so... this lets you know that we are getting closer to the return of Christ. So many things are happening. So many things that where man used to be moral and they used to have discretion. There is no more discretion. There is no more morality. When you go out in public, you should see how some of the women dress. Amen. Again, there is no more morality. And you think that we just going to continue to go down this path and everything's going to be all right. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The world's not going to continue to just kill people and murder people. More kids are being kidnapped. More kids are coming up missing. They're doing organ harvesting. They're doing everything that's wicked that's up under the sun. And if you think that there's no judgment coming to answer mankind's wickedness, amen, you better guess again. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. The church is in heaven at this point. Amen. We're going to read some verses, amen, to show you that proof that the church is in heaven. The reason why I have to say this is because I'm hearing too much, amen, the false doctrine of the church will be here during the Great Tribulation. And so you have to ask yourself this question. That is a lie. Amen. What sense does it make for the church to be here being judged? Now, Christ is going to judge the world. And the first indication in the book of Revelation to show proof, amen, that the church will not be here on the earth, amen, it comes from Revelation, the third chapter.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go back there. And this is, amen, this is the church of Philadelphia.
Yes,
Christ made this verse known to the church of Philadelphia. Now, if you remember, the Church of Philadelphia had no condemnation. They had nothing, amen, that Christ was really upset with them about. Amen.
That's right.
Now, watch this. Watch what it says in verse 10. It says, because thou hast kept the word of my
patience,
I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which
shall
come upon all the world. Now watch this.
All right.
This is how you know that there's a separation. It
says
all of the world. But I'm going to keep you from the hour of temptation. So that just shows you that Christ just made a separation between the church, because he's talking to the church of Philadelphia, which had no condemnation. Now, why would he separate the church and say, I'm going to keep you from the hour of temptation, which will come upon all of the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. See, the judgment that's coming in the book of Revelation is not for the church. It's not for the believers. The church will be gone. Amen. We will not be here. Amen. And I have to preach this over and over again because there's not enough pastors out there preaching it. And there's too many people out there that's preaching that the church will be here in the Great Tribulation. Again, what sense does that make? Amen. For us to be here, to be judged. God is not going to put us with the sinners and punish us with the sinners. Now, what sense does that make?
Amen, brother.
that we have to go through starvation, and we have to go through murders, that we have to go through all kind of wars, amen, rumors of wars at that time,
war.
The possibility of the World War III, which is going to happen in Revelation
right now.
Chapter,
Come on.
Does that sound like a God that's going to have the church here? Amen. To me, that don't sound like God. Now, I'm going to go over to 2 Peter, the second chapter, real quick. Second Peter.
All right.
Amen.
Second Peter, brother.
Second chapter. Verse 9. There we go. Amen. Now, watch what it says. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, look at the language of Revelation, that he shall keep us from the hour of temptation, meaning the seven-year period of the great tribulation. We won't be here. Now, watch what he says. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Uh-huh.
This
yes,
just
sir.
Shows you again that in the book of Peter, 2 Peter, it is stated again that he will deliver the godly. And now, what does to deliver mean? That means to take you away. If I'm delivering something, I'm going to take you someplace safe. He said, I'm going to deliver the godly, which is referring to the children of God, out of temptation. That's going to be the judgment of that seven-year period. Now, how do we know that this is referring to the judgment of Revelation? Because watch what it says. And to reserve the unjust. This is going to be those who are not serving God, those that have turned their backs on God, that have chosen not to be saved. They don't want to be saved. They don't want to.
Yeah.
They don't want to confess with their mouth and believe in their heart.
No.
Then watch what it says: until the day of judgment, to be punished. Well, we know what the day of judgment is. Back over to Revelation, the 5th chapter.
Yes, sir.
Where it talks about Christ is worthy to loosen the seal.
Ooh,
the seal of
God.
Judgment. To judge the world. Amen. Not the church. He ain't want
no.
That makes no sense that the church is gonna be judged. Amen. With the wicked.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
Fix
Absolutely
it.
Not.
Fix
now the church will be judged, amen, but we will be in heaven. Now back over to Revelation, the 5th chapter. Now we know that Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 1, the church is caught up to heaven. Because after the church of Laodicea, the very last church, what happens in Revelation 4 and 1? The church is out of here. We are in the last church in these last days. Amen? The Laodicean church is the last church. And in Revelation 4 and 1, we will be out of here. We are gone.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first,
yeah.
And the church will be out of here. Amen?
Out of here.
So we
amen.
Will not be here. Amen. We have to teach the rightly divided word. Amen. We have to teach you the truth. Amen. And we have to teach you the truth with love. We don't want nobody to be lost, but it is a choice that you make. Amen. Just like me and the brother elder. Amen. We have made a choice to follow Christ. We've made a choice to study the word, to rightly divide the word. Amen. We've made a choice to walk in the spirit. Amen. It is a choice. Amen. It is a blessing. To walk on this side, amen, amen,
not,
brother.
Not cutting you off. I'm not cutting you off, brother. I want you to
go ahead.
Go to this. If you would look in the 17th chapter of that Revelation, there is where the false church is. It's still on earth with the woman up in her hand. I just want to put that in for you. You know, to give the people an insight. That's the false church. Will still be on earth. The true church will be in heaven.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Amen. The
Go
believers,
ahead,
amen, will be in heaven. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. But, amen, like you said, the false church, the faith church, and the world is prepared for this faith
That's
church.
Right.
They are what? They are ramping it up, brother. They are ramping it up. They are grouping everybody together and saying that everything is okay. But I don't know if you've seen, but I saw something like that when they were talking about everything is okay. What you want to believe is fine. We are one.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
They are ready for it. That's
They're
right.
ready for it.
That's right. And Paul talked about this. Amen.
Right.
He talked about this, that these things are going to come, but us, we are to watch for Christ, and we are to be ready, and we need to be preparing. Amen. As many
people,
amen, they are looking and seeking a way out from this wicked, evil world. Amen. Because
amen.
We know that right now, the only thing that's holding back, amen, the wrath, amen, is the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit step out of the way, amen.
Step out the way.
He just gonna step out the way, amen. See, I tell people all the time, Elder, if you are a believer and you're the only believer on the plane or a train or on a bus, that
come
everybody
on that,
bus, plane, and train is safe because you on that. Because the Holy Spirit, amen, is looking at the Spirit of God. Amen. But amen. But once the Holy Spirit stepped back, once the church
all
is
right.
gone out of here, amen. Yeah. Oh boy, look at here.
Look at here.
The day of judgment is coming. You don't
coming.
Want to be no part of it. Amen.
No, you don't.
Now watch this, and I'm gonna come back. Amen. But let me read this. And I'm gonna get ready to turn it back over to the elder. Amen.
Go ahead.
Now watch
go ahead.
This. Amen. I told you I'm gonna bounce around a little bit. Amen. But watch this. Amen. I gotta go back to Revelation 5:2. This is what it says. Amen. I'm going to read 5:1-2, and then we're going to bounce back over to 9-14. Amen. But right now we'll do Revelation 5:1-2. And this is John said, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside.
All right.
With the seal with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy, amen, to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Amen. The angel asked the question, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now watch what it says in verse 3. I'm going to turn back over to the brother. And we're going to show you on the next round, we're going to show you proof that the church will not be here. Now watch what it says in verse 3. It says, and no man in heaven, amen. See, there's a hint right there. And no man in heaven.
Go ahead.
Nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Amen.
Huh.
Amen. And he said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open,
no man.
To read the book, neither to look thereon. Amen. But we know that there is one, all glory to the Most High, that is worthy, his son, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. Made the ultimate sacrifice. For the word says over in St. John, the 3rd chapter, verses 15, 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Amen. That's referring to the second death. But have everlasting life. Amen. I give all glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I'm going to turn it back over to you, and we're going to come back. Amen. We're going to talk about some more things, but amen. We're going to show you proof that the church will not be here in Revelation, the 5th chapter. Amen. Brother, go ahead.
All right, brother. That's awesome. As long as the truth get out, amen, I'm satisfied.
Exactly. Amen.
I love the truth and the word of God. I love how God works. I love how God thinks. I love how God loved me so much, love you, love the world so much. I'm so glad God has no respect. He don't care who you are, what you are, where you're coming from, or where you're going, because he said all souls are mine, and that's what he wants.
Right.
And he's saving souls today. Yes, he is. He's saving souls today in the same asylum. He's saving souls in the prison house. He's saving souls on the street. He's saving souls down in the ghetto, down there where folks seem like they're hopeless and on top of hopeless. But there's some witnesses going down in there. Amen. Giving a message. A lot of people think because they in church, all those that's out there ain't going to make it. But I got some news for you. The last shall be first, and the
first
shall be last. Some people strutting strutting across the pulpit with all these people believing what they saying. Oh, they think they something about it. They think God has called them and called them to preach that garbage that they're preaching. But they're going to be last, and the one that's out on the street corner eating an apple with a Bible scripture in his hand, amen, he's going to be first. Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, God is awesome. And God don't care who you are, what you are, like I say, where you coming from. And I thank God for the brother Brother Tim. Amen for coming on with me. And I need, every time I come on, I need it because I need some backup. I know God is backing me up. God is backing you up.
Amen.
And God backing you up and me up. Then we can be some dynamite. We can win some souls to Christ. We can stir up some people.
Amen.
Let them know your church going is all right. I don't mind you going to church. I want you to go to church. But just because you sit in the pulpit or in the pews, don't mean you right with God. The only way you can get right with God, you got to come on back to the old landmark at the foot of the cross of Christ and repent of your low-down, dirty, rotten sins that you were doing, your lying, your cheating, your backbiting, your whoremongering, your gambling and your secret sins, your omission sins, your committed sins.
Amen.
Fall on your knees and ask Lord have mercy on your soul. Until you do that, amen, you are lost. And like I tell you again, I got another announcement. Don't go to hell.
Right.
Please don't. Don't go to hell.
Amen.
Please don't. I mean, God is standing at the gates of hell right now and got a stop sign and trying to tell you, go back the other way. Go to the cross and I can save you from the agony that hell you want to suffer if you want to pay for your own sin. And you know, some people are crazy up now to say right now, living, walking, saying, hey, man, I pay for my sins. I pay for my sin. Just give me that woman. Give him my money, give him my car, give him my house, give him all. I go to hell for that. And folks are going to hell for it. And some people say, well, I ain't going to do all that, but I'm just going to do what I want to do, and I ain't going to be bad. Ain't nobody bad and ain't nobody good. You're sinful. And sin will never come in the presence of God Almighty ever. He will not abode with sin. He will not justify sin. He will not compromise with sin. He will not tolerate sin. And it's just because of God's love that he wants to see nobody perish, but all come to everlasting life. We're going to hit a little bit of Ezekiel right now because I do want to talk about this year Valley of the Dry Bones a little bit, and then I'm going to give it back over to Brother Tim. In the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, if you get that, Brother Tim, we're going to work with that a little bit, see how far we can get. This is one of the most unique chapters in the Bible other than the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And 53rd chapter of Isaiah is a suffering servant. And without that whole chapter of 12 verses in the Bible of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the whole creation will go to hell. So when Christ died, he died for the whole world. He died for every individual human being. Wouldn't have did that, then I would be on this here broadcast. You wouldn't be on this broadcast. We'll be out in the street somewhere doing our thing. But thank God he called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. And since I know the light, walk in the light, talk the light, live the light, I want to share this light of Jesus Christ with you. In the book of Ezekiel, 37th chapter, it reads that Ezekiel was in Babylon at the time, and Babylon had took captive of the Israelites. They had been in Babylon for 70 years. While they was in Babylon for 70 years, God put them in there for a reason because they had become so vile and so wicked above the other nations of the Gentile nation. And God said, I didn't call you for this. I didn't call for you to mingle and mix in with the Gentile doctrines in the Gentile world. I want you to be a light to me. I want you to be a witness for me. I want you to be a beacon to the world to let the world know that this nation is serving the true and living God. That's why Israel is on the planet now, because God is going to prove to the Gentile nation that the Jews is God's chosen race to show the world that there's only one true, living, almighty God that rules the heaven and earth. And he says, I'm going to call you as a nation to bring forth the Messiah. Hallelujah! I'm going to use this nation to bring forth the Messiah. I'm going to use this nation to write the Holy Scriptures, because the Holy Scripture was written in Hebrew. And by being written in Hebrew, God chose Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot the 12 tribes. The 12 tribes was God's chosen people to come up out of the land of Egypt and show the other heathen nations, because they had over 13 different gods. And out of those 13 gods, you get 8,000 different kinds of religion that come from all these old false gods that people believe. They believe in worshiping the moon and the stars. They believe in worshiping animals. They believe in worshiping sex. They believe in worshiping materialistic things. They believe in are opposite of what God is. And God said, now, Israel, I'm going to bring you forth out of your captivity. And look at the condition that Israel was in. It said, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley of full of bones, nothing but bones everywhere, from the east to the north to the south and to the east, north, south, and west. The bones were scattered all over Israel. Who is the bone? The bones is the lost house of Israel. The bones represent the depravity that Israel had come under during the Babylonian captivity. They had come so polluted that God told Hosea, they are my people, and then they are not my people. They are my people, saying, I chose them, but the way they live it, they are not my people, because I cannot stand what they are doing to themselves and rejecting my love and rejecting my mercy and rejecting my forgiveness. And he said, and caused me to pass by them round and about. Behold, there was very, very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Anytime you come in conflict with sin, anytime a nation rejects God, anytime a man go a-whoring after a different God, anytime a man deny God and resist God and say that he's dead and he don't exist and live the way they want to, they become dry. And America is almost dry. It's dry of realization that there's a God that sits high and man sits low. There's a God that made the moon, the stars. There's a God that became man, wrapped up in human flesh, suffering and died on Calvary's cross, got up from the grave on the third day morning with all power in earth. America has forgot about that. America, if they don't repent, it's going to be more. The coronavirus is going to come. If you read the book of Revelation, you got 28 judgments that's going to fall upon the world, going to fall upon the unbelievers. But yet still God said, I'm going to tell Israel before I come back and set my feet on the top of Mount of Olives, they got a mission to do. And their mission is to preach 7 years. In the last 7 years that God promised them, because he dealt with them from 440 B.C. all the way over to 33 A.D., and when Jesus Christ come riding through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass, guess what? God cut the Jewish people off. He cut the Jewish people off and said, I'm going to the Gentiles. But at the meantime, I cut you short of 7 years. And the 7 years is yet to be fulfilled. And the 7 years, as brother said, the church will have nothing to do with the 7 year tribulation, because the 7 year tribulation is not for the church. The 7 year tribulation is for Israel, because God said, I'm going to deal with you for 490 years. And God owed Israel 7 years, and the 7 years will be fulfilled only after the catching away of the people of God. Listen to what he said. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, said, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy to these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter her. Into her, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you. I'm going to put muscle upon you. I'm going to bring skin upon you to identify that you have become a nation, and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God Almighty. And it was not until 1948, good God Almighty, 1948, for 2,600 years, Jews were scattered all over the world until 1948. They began to rejoin. Why are they going to rejoin? Because the bones was coming together. Let me tell you, all kind of bones, the head bone, the back bone, the pelvic bone, the knee bone, the toe bone. And Israel was coming from all four corners of the earth. And when they came back into Israel. And when they came back into Israel, God said to President Harry S. Truman, Harry S. Truman had a decision to make in 1948. May the 14th, he said, now listen, I'm going to write a declaration. I'm going to write a declaration of independence for Israel, and I'm going to give them a right to come back into the land in 1948. Until 1948, until 2021, Israel has been a nation, and then Israel is back into the land. And a lot of people want to cut up and dethrone Trump. They want to say, well, he wasn't no good president. He wasn't this, and he wasn't that. But you don't know, understand what Trump had done for the first time over the period of 2,600 years. Israel didn't have a capital. And since Israel didn't have a capital, before Jesus Christ can come, Israel need a capital. And so President Trump said, I'm going to give the declaration that the capital of Israel will be back in Jerusalem. And now this day, present hour, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Why is she the capital of Israel? Because before Jesus Christ come, he had to have Jerusalem as being the capital, because that's the place where he's going to rule and he's going to reign. And before he can rule and reign, he's going to send his people back. And the Jews are back in Israel now, and they're getting ready to build the temple. They're getting ready for the red heifer. They're getting ready for the iPod and the ePod to put on their vestments so they can go into the temple and try to bring back Judaism. But they ain't going to be able to do it, because God said, I'm going to introduce you to the one that died for you. I'm going to introduce one that gave his life for you, but you rejected him. I went to the Gentiles, and since I went to the Gentiles, the fullness of the Gentiles is almost over. And when the church is leaving, when the church getting ready to go, the fullness of the Gentiles will be over. And then God said, I'm going to send the Jews out into the highways and byways, and I'm going to tell them 144,000. 144,000 is going to come on the scene after the rapture of the church. And the Jews are back into the land, and they're waiting for the Antichrist to come. And when the Antichrist comes, he cannot come until the Holy Spirit back up a little bit. It's not going to be removed from the earth, but it's going to be removed in the church, because when the Trump rise and we have a changed body, we're going to have a changed mind, we're going to have a changed attitude, we're going to take flight like an eagle and meet the Lord in the air at the judgment seat of Christ. Fifth chapter of Ezekiel, we will be seeing the 24 elders. We'll be seeing the holy angels saying, holy, 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 holy Lord God Almighty. We'll be seeing the rainbow at its right representative, because the world has took the rainbow, try to make a fag out of the rainbow, try to make a lesbian out of the rainbow, try to and women marrying men, and God is getting a little tired of it, because they have blasphemed his name. They have blasphemed his son. And God said to the angel in the 10th chapter of Revelation, in the middle of the tribulation, I'm going to send an angel down out of heaven with a little book in his hand, and I'm going to tell that angel to put one foot on land and one on the sea, and hold that little book up and say, the time that's now shall be no longer. Before Christ comes back to the earth, the 144,000 will preach the gospel for 3.5 years. And in the middle of the tribulation, they will be caught up and be redeemed from the earth. And God's going to send two prophets down. He's going to bring them back from the dead, and they're going to stand in the middle of Jerusalem, of the streets of Jerusalem. That's why Jerusalem has to be the capital, because the Jerusalem is the capital of the world. That's where the Creator started mankind. That's where Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross for our sins, and gave his son. That old bum like me, or used to be bum, but now I'm a high priest. Now I'm a king. I'm a child's king. Now I'm a redeemed one. And now Jerusalem will be the millennium reign, where Christ will rule out of the temple. And these two prophets that's going to come, some people got a confrontation about that. They don't know exactly who it is, but the Bible already told me in the 17th chapter of Matthew, it tells me it's going to be Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah. Moses is the one that had the power to turn water to blood and bring plagues up on earth. In the last part of the tribulation, these men, these prophets, are going to bring plagues up on earth and make look like Corona is a playpen child, because they're going to bring diseases and curse the earth because man is so rebellious. But yet and still, don't get me wrong, during the tribulation period, many souls will come to Christ under the preaching of the Jewish nation. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. And I'm going to close, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Tim. Oh, John looked over there, and he looked around, and he said, wait a minute. Hey, where did these come from? Because when the rapture of the church occurred, there was nobody saved before the tribulation. And then after the preaching of the 144,000 and after the preaching of Moses and Elijah, he said, wait a minute, who are these? And where did they come from? And the elders said, wait a minute, don't you know who they are? He said, these are they that came through the great tribulation. These are the tribulation saints, saints. There's four kinds of saints in the Bible. Good God Almighty. There's the Old Testament saints. There's the New Testament saints. There's the tribulation saints. There are the millennial saints. So let me tell you, God got a number that no man can number, as many as the sands of the sea. And guess what? They were singing a new song, and they weren't singing Boogie Woogie. They weren't singing Baby, Baby,
Amen.
Baby. They weren't singing, hey, take my chain and yank it. They weren't singing that mess. They were singing, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So a lot of people singing that old blues thing, talking about they're Christian. But let me tell you, when you get to heaven, that's going to be eliminated. You ain't going to be cutting
that
crap. You ain't going to be whispering that old crazy mess that men are putting on the recording records anymore, and these young folks are going mad and crazy over it. They think that's jive. They think that's in the class. But let me tell you, you can sing it all you want, but if you don't have a change of heart where you can sing, Jesus, keep me near the cross, you're going to hell.
That's
uh-oh.
Right.
If you don't get a change of heart, be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. I didn't say it. The word said it. No man can enter in except he be born again. My friend, the Jews is yet to do their thing. Now, I'm going to close with this. I'm going to give it to Brother Tim. There's going to be a war coming. And the war will be the nations of the world will come against Jerusalem because Satan don't want Israel to be in the land because the devil knows that the 7-year tribulation is coming, and he knows that God is going to use the Jewish people to preach the gospel for the last 7 years, and he don't want nobody to accept Jesus Christ and let the world be damned. But God said, you may be thank you winning Lucifer, but I got your number. I'm going to send these Jews. And any nation that fights against Jerusalem, God is going to fix it, that they're going to stand up on their feet, and their flesh is going to melt from their bones. Whoever
mess
with that's what the Bible says. Y'all better read it. Preachers, you better read it. Deacons, you better read it. Teenagers, you better read it. Because if you read them old crooked, low-down, dirty magazine and watching that crap, you're going to have them in hell, and you're going to be burning, and ain't nothing going to satisfy your soul.
Amen.
Why don't you let Jesus by your soul? That's what's getting ready to happen. The tribulation is not far off. The 7 weeks spoken by the Daniel prophet. The rebuilding of the temple is not far off. The two heifers are not far off. It's right on us. And folks walking by here like zombies. Even a zombie can mumble and grumble. Some going to happen after a while. Some going to happen after a while. It is going to happen. And a lot of people are walking dead people. They're dead, but they're living physically, but they're dead spiritually. God bless you, brother. Go ahead and walk with me. Walk with me. Tell me something. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Back to Revelation. Amen. The 5th chapter.
All right.
Amen. We're going to go on back over to Revelation. Amen.
Go ahead.
Take a look. Amen. After church. Amen. The church is now in heaven. The church has been called home. We will not be here during the great tribulation. All glory to the Most High and his son for his obedience and his sacrifice to save my soul. Amen. And as the Bible says, we are in rags. Amen. We are not putting that on anyone. Amen. Because they have not received salvation, because they have not chosen Christ as a Savior, we're praying for them because while we was once a sinner, amen, lost, lost in our evil way, amen. And we thought that we was right, amen. We didn't want, I remember when I didn't want my dad, he was a pastor. I didn't like for him to say things to me and chastise me when I was in the world, amen. Yeah. Amen. But I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Amen. I was raised in the church. Amen. You just kind of get that way. You don't want nobody to say nothing to you. You just want to live your life. You don't want to be judged. Yeah. You don't want nobody to amen, to talk to you or say anything. Amen. You just want to live your life. Amen.
Yeah.
And so, amen. So we thank the Most High, amen, for his grace and his mercy and for salvation. We thank him for what he has done in our lives. And amen, as we see here in Revelation, the fifth chapter, we're going to go on down to verse 9. The fifth chapter, verse 9. This is what it says. And it says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Amen. For thou wast slain, watch this, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us, amen, there it is, to God by the blood of every kindred and
tongue
and nation. Amen. Go ahead, doctor.
No. You said by the what?
By the blood.
You said by the blood. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Amen. By the blood. Amen. Amen. Now, watch this. Amen. Notice that it said they sung a new song. Amen. That thou art worthy to take the book. This is the church rejoicing in heaven. Amen. This is us. For watch. Here it is right here. For thou wast slain. Well, we know that Christ slain 2,000 years ago.
Yes,
and now we are in that very next 2,000 years, and we are awaiting the return of Christ right now as we speak. Amen. We are in that 2,000 years. My dad used to always teach and tell us when we were young, every 2,000 years a great event happened, and we believe that the next great event is going to be the return of Christ. Now, 2,000 years ago, Christ was sacrificed. The lamb was slain. The lamb that was worthy was slain on the cross. Amen. But now, amen, all glory to the Most High, the Lamb is getting ready to return.
Sure.
And what a blessing, brother, would it be for us to actually be here, amen,
be here,
actually witness the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Ooh.
All glory be to the Most High God. Amen. That would be such a blessing, brother, if we can get to witness that. Amen. I'm believing, but we're not saying that we know when he's going to return, because we already know the scripture says that no man know the day nor the hour. But Paul said to watch. Even Christ said the same thing. He said to watch because, amen, we don't know the hour that he may return. Amen. But we know that he's speaking of the church. Because why? Because watch this. This is in heaven. Verse 9, they're in heaven. And what do they say? And he says he has redeemed who? Us. Who has he redeemed? The church. He died. Amen. And right after Christ died, amen, brother, the church age was ushered in. Amen. The day of Pentecost, the church age. Amen. What did he say to Peter? Amen. He said, upon this rock. What? Build my church. Build this. Amen.
Yes,
so we know that this is the church in heaven in Revelation, the 9th chapter. Who else could say that he was slain and has redeemed us to God? Who else? Well, then the angels ain't going to say that. He ain't redeeming the angels. Amen. All the four beasts, the cherubim, they already in heaven. Amen. He ain't redeeming nobody else. That's the host of heaven before the church get there. Amen. It's all the angels, the cherubims, the seraphims, they're already in heaven. They don't need redeeming. Who needs to be redeemed? Mankind. And we know that we've been waiting for Christ. Amen. They have spoken, the prophets have talked about Christ and how he was going to come. Amen. The brother gave you a great example. He said that there are four stages of the saints, the Old Testament saints, the church age saints. You have the seven-year tribulation saints and the 1,000-year, amen, millennium saints. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. Brother, we teaching over here. Amen. I don't think they're ready for this. Amen. This is the Holy Spirit working and bringing you the word. Amen. Unfiltered. Amen. Untampered with. uncompromised gospel. Amen. Untampered with, uncompromised. Amen. Ain't nobody in our back pocket stirring us. Amen. We ain't got no deacons and no church board, amen, to tell us what to say and what not to say. Amen. We ain't got to worry about if we're going to get that big check, amen, on Monday morning. Amen. We can preach the word. Amen. Amen. We got to worry about the house note and the car note and the wife note. Amen. Cause we know some of those churches, amen, the wife got a bill. Amen. The wife got to get her check. Amen. But we ain't got to worry about that over there. So we can teach you the unfiltered, the unadulterated, the untampered with, the uncompromised gospel of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So we know, amen, that verse 9 just pointed out to you. So if anyone out there is still preaching and teaching them that false doctrine and telling you that the church is going to be here during the Great Tribulation, I just showed you by scripture that's a lie and the truth ain't in them. Amen. And so I question people's salvation, amen, when they try to say the church will be here. I'm like, what Bible they studying out of? Because my Bible don't teach me that I will be here during the Great Tribulation. This is facts, amen. I got even more scriptures to prove to
that's
you
right.
over in the book of Thessalonians, amen, to prove to you that the church, what Paul said, we shall not be here.
Well, that's right.
Now watch this. We're going to go even further with this, amen. We're going to go even further. Now watch what it says, amen. It says, now watch this. It says by the blood, amen, out of every kindred. Now watch this.
Yeah, come
and
on.
Tongue and people
come on.
And nation.
Yeah.
Well, we know that that's talking about the people on the earth. When it talks about the tongue and the people and the nation, it didn't say the angels or the cherubims or the seraphim. So who are we talking to in heaven? This is during the Great Tribulation. This is right at the beginning of the kickoff of the Great Tribulation. The church is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
We are not on earth. Now watch what it says in verse 10. It says, and has made us unto our kings and priests, and we shall reign, what? On the earth.
What?
So that lets you know that we are coming back to the earth to what? Reign. So Paul talked about how the church is going to be gathered together. They're going to be raptured up into heaven, and we're going to be judged that 7 years. Now, our judgment is going to be into what? Rewards. Only what do for Christ shall last, not unto condemnation. Now, he's going to point out that the thing that you did, but he's just going to simply tell you, I can't reward you on that. Amen. Because, amen, why I died for that sin, but because you sin, I can't reward you for the things that you did in this body that was not for me. But the things that you did, amen, we're preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, living the word, walking by the Spirit, showing brotherly love like the Church of Philadelphia, he's going to give you rewards. Amen. The brother talked about the crowns that you're going to receive. Amen.
Amen.
Those halo crowns that you're going to receive upon your head. Amen, bro. They're going to be beautiful, shining
gold.
Beautiful crowns that you're going to get. Amen, upon your head. This is going to be your reward. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen. I'm going to try to finish it up a little bit. I'm going to go a little further if you don't mind.
Ahead,
I'm going to try to finish it up. And now watch this. Now watch what John said. This is John talking. John said, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels. Now watch this. Now you see the separation between people and angels. Once again, the scripture is showing you that this is the church in heaven. Amen, because it makes a separation. So there's no confusion in the word. Round about the throne and the beasts and the elders and the number of them, amen, was 10,000 times 10,000s. And thousands of thousands, amen. So John just broke it down to you, the angels, the seraphims and the cherubim, the beasts, and the elders, the church, the 24 elders, the church, amen. He just broke down the three groups. And now, according to John, see, in their day and time, there was no need for them to record or think about millions and billions and trillions. But what John had to do, according to his time, he had to interpret what he saw. It could have been in the millions. It could have been in the billions. Who knows? It could have even been in the trillions. But John had to give us the word according to his time, according to what his understanding was. He said he saw what? He said I saw a number of them was 10,000. Thousands of thousands. Amen. He according to his time, he couldn't interpret more than thousands of thousands, 10,000. He said, man, there's so many of them that I can't even count. Amen.
Come on.
And Come on. Johnson, he saw so many of them. He said, Lord, have mercy. Look at the number. Amen. Oh,
go
glory
ahead,
to the Most High. The saints that are saved, amen. We thank him for his grace and his mercy. Now watch this, amen. I'm going to try to wrap it up, amen. And verse 12 says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory
Woo.
And
Woo.
Blessing. Man, you better get on this glory-bound train. Like my daddy used to say, amen, you better get on this winning side. We are winning over here. Amen. Like the brother said, that other stuff ain't winning. Men sleeping with men, women sleeping with women, and whatever else they want to sleep. There are folks even out here sleeping with beasts, sleeping with animals. Amen. Amen. All right, beast out. Hey, that's right, brother. Amen. They're going to burn in the lake of fire for all that they're doing. Amen. Because the Bible talks about that over in the first book. Amen. Moses gave the law to the children of Israel. This is something that you do not do. Amen. All these folks out here on the internet are doing all this evil, nasty, conniving, unbelievable things, amen, unspeakable things they're doing.
Yes.
They're going to burn for all eternity for their sin. Now, you look at this scripture, amen, that we on the winning side. Now, watch this. Verse 13 says, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that
Woo.
Are in them, heard I
Listen.
Say, blessing and honor and glory. And power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Even the
Lord,
animal, like my dad used to say, even the bird got sense enough to give God praise. Amen. Amen. Even the animals of the earth give him praise. And you got man who is higher than all the beasts of the field, all the fowls of the earth, won't even give him praise. Won't even look to him and give him thanks. Won't give him blessings. Won't give him honor. Won't acknowledge his wisdom and strength, his riches and his power that he has received from on high. Amen. But to us that are saved, we give him all
Say.
The praise and the glory for all eternity. For we shall be there
all
before
eternity.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the holy angels and the cherubims, amen, that are set around his throne, the beasts that sit around
yeah.
his thrones as a church. We shall be there. And verse 14 says, and the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. And as the brother said earlier, amen, those angels just sit around, holy, holy, holy.
Oh,
amen.
No.
That's all they do, day and night. Amen. That's over in Revelation, the fourth chapter. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Verses 9, verses 8, talks about holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. They give him all the praise and the glory. Why? Because he is a good God. He is more than worthy to be praised. And I am so grateful to be his child and part of his kingdom. Amen. I want you to join us in salvation and be part of his kingdom as well.
Yes,
we want
sir.
You to be
yes,
saved.
Sir.
We don't want nobody
saved.
To be lost. Now, amen. We don't
no.
want our neighbors to be lost. We don't want our enemies to be lost. We don't want our relatives to be lost. We don't want people in the job to be lost. We don't want people out there in the world that's just turned their backs on God. We don't want you to be lost because why? We know the consequence that's coming to man for not receiving salvation. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. All glory and honor. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you. Amen, brother. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, brother. That's the word. That's nothing but the word.
Amen.
Amen.
All glory to the Lord.
I can walk across the ocean on that, brother, because that's nothing but the word of God.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, all glory.
Yeah, I believe that, and I read that. I know what you're talking about. Amen. You ain't talking
Amen.
Out the side of your head. You're talking straight from the word of God, either heaven or hell. Amen. Christ came to save. That's the basic job. He come to save. If he wouldn't come to save, just to do a couple miracles, and those miracles are extraordinary because, number one, no other man could do it. Amen.
That's right.
See, man can put on a fake healing, but God put on real healing. Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't believe, stop by that widow woman that had the issue of blood. She said, if I touch the hem of a garment, I know I'll be made whole. and she pressed through that crowd. She was determined to get to Jesus' garment. She touched garment. She said, and Jesus said, oh, my God, somebody touched me. The virtue that went out of Jesus Christ to that woman, she was made healed, and she didn't have to go to the doctor no more. Now, that's the God I'm talking about. That's the one I'm serving.
That's right.
And I want to let you know, though, if there's anybody out there that needs to know Jesus Christ as their forgiveness of sin and want to know him in a personal way, because Christianity is a relationship, an intimacy, a spiritual intimacy. Amen. When the Lord spurned the Holy Ghost in my soul, I felt good. I felt like a brand new baby. And guess what? He's kept me through the years and through the hours and through the days. And he said, I never will leave you. Neither will I forsake you, Lord.
That's right.
All to the end of the world. I'm going to get a little bit of revelation to give some information on some people who are inquisitive about these here flying objects that they've been spotting for the last 2,000 years, but they only came out. They only came out in 1947. They were becoming more prevalent in 1947.
Amen.
From 1947 to 2021, the government and all kind of men who study space and NASA and all these guys are trying to hold it back, but they know what it is, but they don't want to alert the public. But the Bible's already told us what they are. They are fallen angels. They are fallen angels. Remember that. They are fallen, and they come from another world. And by them coming from another world, they have aspects of the air. And in the book of Revelation, 12 chapter, we find out there was a battle in the middle of the tribulation period. These fine entities are demons. And these demons are grinding ground on the earth atmosphere. In other words, they're coming lower and lower and lower, because in the 12th chapter of Revelation, we see a great battle going on in the atmosphere. And this great battle is between Michael and Lucifer. Lucifer is getting ready to be cast out of and cast to earth.
Amen.
And when he's cast to earth, that will happen in the middle of the tribulation. These things are called demonic fallen angels that will take control of earth in the middle of the tribulation period. These are demons.
Right.
And you can have a witness on our TV program that you see on TV. It's full of demonic witchcraft, voodoo, all kinds of things, all kinds of hand things, and signs to show you that you are getting ready to take over this planet.
That's right.
When they get ready to take over the planet, actually Lucifer will be cast out of heaven. And when he's cast out of heaven, that will be in the middle of the tribulation period. And that will cause Satan to take control of the human race through a great event that's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation period. And that is, and this is real. This ain't no play. This ain't no joke.
That's right.
This ain't no coronavirus. This is far beyond what coronavirus is. This is literally Lucifer, the devil. What he's going to do, the Antichrist, is going to be assassinated in the middle of the tribulation period. And when he is assassinated, he will be killed by a dead wound to the head. Revelation 13 chapter. And when he is killed, he will live for 3 days, exactly the amount of time that Jesus Christ was in the grave. And Jesus Christ got up on the third day. This Antichrist will be shot by an assassin a plot that God is going to make the devil to do. And when he is shot, the war that's going on in heaven, Michael will have victorious victory over Lucifer, and all his angels are going to be cast to earth. Now, you may see UFOs flying more frequently on the planet as we get closer to the beginning of the tribulation period. Because that's going to be the truth that the devil's going to give the world, that these people that's missing from the rapture of the church, it was taken into heaven by these UFOs. That's a lie. But what's going to happen in the third day? Lucifer, finally, Lucifer got his man. He got the sin of the world. Exactly what he wanted. He's going to be dead. And Lucifer is going to have the power to incarnate himself inside of this man and raise him from the dead and do his basically fully resurrection. And the world is going to accept this phony lie that he's going to be, and he's going to turn to the beast. When he turns to the beast, he's going to start the mark of the beast. And that will be the sign of the coronavirus. If you don't receive, they're trying to make a law, if you don't receive your corona shot, you can't do business. You can't visit. You can't go to a certain store. They're cloning in to the mark of the beast, because when the mark of the beast comes, they're going to say, if you don't bow down to the Antichrist, because he's been resurrected from the dead, so you're so wrapped up in your own stuff and your own mess. I believe that he is Jesus, when it will not be Jesus Christ. It will be the devil. It will be Luciferians. It will be Illuminati. It will be secret societies that mount up. And when they mount up, they are going to control the political world, the religious world, and the economic world. When they pick it up, they're going to say, now, listen, brother, do you believe that this man is Jesus Christ? And you say no, you're going to the guillotine. If you say yes, you receive the mark on the back of your hand or on your forehead. And if you would say, I'm able to buy and sell. But the minute you receive that mark or that computer chip or what kind of marking that you have, the minute you receive it, that means that your soul is damned. It is damned for hell. Because you refuse the long suffering and the pain. You refuse the hanging of Jesus Christ on the cross. You refuse him dropping his head. You refuse that shed blood that streamed down from Calvary's mountain. You rejected it. And so now you got to pay for your own sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. I've never been in a coal mine. Don't want to go in a coal mine. And if I didn't have a job, I still wouldn't go in the coal mine, because I don't like to be underneath the earth. Don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of people that's been ready to go to the coal mine, but it's going to be a hot mine. And if it's a hot mine, I'll tell you one thing. The only way you can escape the wrath of God to going to hell is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord.
That's right. Amen.
And the world saying, I'll say this. I'll try the coal mine. But this coal mine, if you miss heaven, if you miss the cross, if you miss the blood, if you miss the suffering, if you miss the redemption, you will be in this hot coal mine, shoveling brimstone and fire forever. And you will know where you're at. You will know that you didn't receive Christ. Everybody in hell going to say, how come you in hell? Man, I forgot to receive Christ. Why you in? I forgot to receive Christ. I didn't repent of my sin. Man, I had my, I don't know how you're going to talk like that. Now you'd be mumbling and grasping the teeth. But let me tell you, you're going to have all your faculties. And you're going to have communication with the devil. You're going to have communication with your so-called community. You're going to have communication with the folks that sit there with Satan. And you say you were sitting there and y'all were in hell with a whole lot of false teachers. That somehow I've been preaching for years and years, but you weren't preaching that. You weren't preaching sitting there sitting on the crucible. My friends, you don't want to be mixed up. So you have goals that you see. And the dragon is getting ready to take over planet Earth for the last
time. Right.
After this, he will be put in the bottomless pit and stay there for 1,000 years. the 1,000 years Satan will be left one more to fulfill his mission. And the human race still will refuse the suffering and the bloodshed Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And God will send fire from the outskirts of Jerusalem and get rid of all of the earth and will go into eternity. At the great white throne, I'm closing, listen to this. At the great white, all the wicked dead, the high, the black, the white, the church members, the priests, the cults, all the wicked that rejected the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which was God Almighty, and the shed blood will pass before the great white throne. And from that point on, they would be a span across the universe. And God Almighty is going to sit on the throne, and he's going to open the books and another book. And he's going to have everything you've done, everything that the wicked person done, from Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon, all the dictators, all the liars, all the whores, all the prostitutes, all the homosexuals that did not find their name written in the book of life.
Amen.
The Bible says the angels are going to pick them up and cast them into the lake of fire, Gehenna. The final state of the world is Gehenna. Don't go to Gehenna. Please don't go to Gehenna. There's no deep,
Amen.
No outlet. And let me tell you, ain't no partying in Gehenna. You might be partying in hell a little bit, but in Gehenna, you're gonna be swimming in bituminous brimstone, hotter than anything, and it's God's wrath on what you have done to him, said to him, and you're going to have to pay for your own sin. Don't go to Gehenna.
That's right.
Whoever's out there, I don't care who you are, what you are. This is Elder Bazard and Brother Tim trying to tell you
Amen.
Something. Don't die lost. Please don't die. If you don't go to church, that ain't bad if you don't go. The main thing, if you don't go to the cross, that's triple ultimate bad. You can get Christ. Don't wait too late. Don't wait till you're on a hospital bed. Don't wait till you get in a car accident. Don't wait till you overdose of drugs. Don't wait. I hate sin. Lord, I hate sin. I hate what I'm doing. And Lord, I love you. I want to turn from sin. I want to believe on your name, Jesus. And when you have a contrite spirit, when you are broken up, you're broken up so deep that you say, Lord, whatever you want to do to me, save my soul, because it's an everlasting being. Your soul will never die. It will live forever. Somebody out there needs Jesus Christ.
That's
right. Brother Tim, we turn it over to him, and he's going to keep offertory altar. I have no door to shut, and I have no door to close. The door is always open because God
Amen.
Is shut. Somebody out there needs Christ right now. I'm not playing. I'm serious. Now, how much I'm sure? You can take this Bible, and I can go to Las Vegas and put this Bible on the biggest gambling table. And I'm not a gambler. And I put this Bible on the biggest gambling table, and I say, I bet you everything in this Bible, that God wrote, I bet you I'll win. Because everything in this Bible is going to be fulfilled, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
And whether you can't give me no money to make me satisfied. The only thing I want you to do to make God satisfied is give him your soul. If you give Christ your soul, guess what? You'll be joyful forevermore. Brother
That's right.
Tim, take us to the altar there.
Amen, brother. Awesome words, brother. Amen. I got to say, all glory be to the Most High. Amen. You was hitting some home runs. Amen, brother.
Oh, man.
With
Woo,
that,
geez.
Amen. Amen. When you said it, when you said that, amen, that folks gonna believe that when the church is out here, they're gonna think that the UFOs has something to do with it, amen. And that's gonna be the lie from the pits of hell, amen. Christ is gonna come back and get the church. Amen. The world's gonna be going crazy when it's all
crazy.
The church people are gone, because they're gonna say no more judgment. They're gonna do what they gonna wanna do. They're gonna think the world's gonna continue on. Just like it has been in the past, amen, but it's not. Little do they know that in 7 years, that's it, the reign of Satan is going to end in 7 years.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And how can you miss this? Amen. The plan of salvation, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. That brother came heavy. Amen. Came heavy. Amen.
Heavy.
He came equipped. Amen. And we thank him for his salvation, amen. For the word says in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, amen, Jesus, amen, the Lord Yahshuah, and shalt believe in thine heart that God, amen, Yahweh, the Most High God, hath raised him from the dead, amen. What does it say? Just as plain and simple. So thou shalt be saved. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Brothers and sisters, what does that mean? It's just as simple. Amen. It's just like you telling somebody that you love them. Amen. You love them because you feel it deep down in your soul and in your spirit, and because you feel it, you got to say it. Amen. They say, amen. It's got to come out of you. Amen. Because you feel it. It's the same thing, same way with salvation. Amen. If you believe in your heart, you're going to tell somebody that you love them because you believe it in your heart that you love them. So you confess with your mouth. It's the same way with salvation. Amen. You believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins.
Uh-huh.
Amen. If you want to escape all that's about to come, man, I'm telling you, you think that what people are dealing with now, racism, police brutality, amen, people stealing, financial institutions getting over on people, there's no jobs, unemployment, there's no opportunity, sickness, killing, wars, rumors of war. If you think it's worse, kidnapping, well, amen, won't be able to kidnap the children or abuse the children anymore because they won't be here. But everything's going to be multiplied to a number that you can't imagine.
Woo.
Murder in the street. They're going to be able to get away with things that you, amen, all the things, the evil, wicked things that people are doing now is going to be multiplied. It's going to be
multiplied.
So horrified. Amen, brother. Amen. And just like the brother said, amen, they got the camps ready. If you don't want to accept them, they got the guillotines ready. All over the world, they got them ready for you. So as soon as you will say, I don't want nothing to do with that, amen, we want you to get saved now so you can miss that, so you won't have to deal with that, so you won't have to wait. We want you to get saved. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 10. All you have to do to become saved today is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. You don't have to wait till you go to church next Sunday. You don't have to wait till you go to church Wednesday night Bible study.
Yes,
you don't have to wait
yes.
till your pastor. Christ is the one that saves. Your pastor don't save. I don't save. The minister, elder don't save. We just preach the gospel that brings about salvation. Amen. But Christ is the one that's going to save your soul. Amen. And by his blood, as we see it in Revelation, the 5th chapter, verse 9, by his blood, we are redeemed. Amen. We just want to be redeemed. Amen. So that you can miss the evil things that's going to happen. Amen. I was talking to my brother, amen, the other day, and we were saying, I don't care how deep they dig in the earth, when they try to run from the things that's going to come out of the pits of hell, amen, you can be locked up in a container. Amen. You will be surprised what's going to happen. Some things that's unseen and unheard of, them things going to still be able to get to people in their little safe houses, in their bunkers, deep in the earth. It's still going to be able to get to them. You think you're going to be able to hide and run from things that's going to come to this earth? The dead is going to walk. You think all these zombie movies that they show you, that stuff's going to be real? The Bible going to talk about people going to be 5 months. They're going to be trying to commit themselves. Death's going to flee. Brains going to be hanging out their head. The intestines going to be, they're going to be trying to kill themselves. Amen. But they're not going to be able to escape. Brother, I turn it back over to you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, you hit something that people don't like to hear. But whether you don't like to hear it or not, it's coming. It's coming, brother. And
That's right.
I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I feel frightened for the people who don't accept Jesus. I'm scared for them. Because, man, this ain't gonna be no bingo. This is not going to be Russian. This is going to be a Monopoly. This is going to be the real deal. Satan is getting ready to take over to this over this earth for the last 7 years. And God is going to send you to counteract so powerful that it's going to cause a worldwide, international, and national revival. Many people will come to Christ during the tribulation period. But those that reject, you have to go to Gehenna. And like I told you, don't go to Gehenna, please. And you get there, you're done. But the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised you to Christ from the dead and turn from your wicked ways and come to Christ in faith, he said, and ask him to save you, God will save you. And you know you pass from death to life because the love of God will enter your heart. And you will say, something has happened to me. I used to hate people. And let me tell you something. When the Spirit, when God works on a new convert, amen. I believe he'll get convicted so bad that most of them will end up crying, sincere cry, to realize you have been so mean to God. You have been so cruel to God. And yet still God wants to save you. And he saves you. And you shall have Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We got about 1 minute.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And go off, brother Tim, I appreciate your love. You love you much.
Thank you, brother. Love you too, brother. Thank you.
You've been a blessing to me. You've been a blessing to my ministry. You have been an inspiration to me. And I just want to let you know God's going to bless you. And whatever you're going through, he's going to give you
brother.
The victory. You got it.
Amen.
I know I'm going to do a bit, but yet still God said, I got your back. You just keep on preaching the word in season and out of season. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, as we get ready to go off of this air, we thank you for this opportunity that we have. We want to continue on in your name that men and women, boys and girls, can come to know you in the pardon of their sins. To your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, now and forever.